So let's review. Boyimine Abai Mirab. The Gemara continues with the last two questions that Abai asked Rabba about pasta birois. The fifth question is, Chatzir Shereisha Nichnis Lebena Pasen. If a chatzir extends into the area between the pasta birois, may one carry from the chatzir to the enclosed area and vice versa? The question is whether the area in the pasta birois is considered its own chatzir, and we now have two chatzeres, which would require Ruv Chatzeres. Rabba answered that it is mutter. The pasta birois is not considered a chatzir because its use is temporary. But if two chatzeres encroach on the area from the same side, Rabba says it is usher to carry from the chatzeres to the pasta birois, and Rav Huna explains that it is usher even if the two chatzeres have access to each other in addition to the pasta birois, and are joined in an eruv because people will mistakenly think that their joint presence in the enclosed area is what allows carrying from one to the other, even when there is no direct access between the two chatzeres. Rava holds that we need not be concerned, and it is mutter if there is access between the chatzeres, and they are joined by an eruv. The final question Abai asked Rabba is, Yav Shumayim b'Shabbos Mahu. May we continue to carry in the area enclosed by the pasta birois if the water in the well has dried up on Shabbos? Rabba answers, Mayim ein kan, mechitza ein kan. We may not rely on these inferior mechitzas when there is no water. However, if water returns on that Shabbos, the walls become valid again. Amr Belaza, Hazayrik lebein pasya birois chayev. Rabbi Elazar says that if one throws something from a Rishus HaRab into an area surrounded by four small L-shaped partitions, even if they are not surrounding a well, and even if there are people constantly walking through the area, he is chayv throwing from Rishus HaRab to Rishus HaYachid because Pasi Berois are a fully valid set of walls on a derisa level. And Loi Osi Rab Umavat Mechitzasa, foot traffic that passes through does not nullify the status of a valid Mechitza. The Gemara returns to the Mishnah. Mutu Lahakrav Lebe'er, we may bring the post, and thereby the enclosed area, close to the well, as long as there is enough room for the head and most of the body of the cow to be inside the area. The Gemara determines that to be two amas. Rashi in the Mishnah explains, otherwise, we are concerned that while watering the cow, the person will inadvertently bring the pail outside the enclosed area, which would be carrying from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRab. The Mishnah continues, we may distance the post and enlarge the enclosed area to any size, as long as we add side posts to keep the openings to the maximum allowable width. Rabbi Yehuda holds we may only enlarge it to a maximum area equal to the Chatzar HaMishkan, which was 50 by 100 amas, 5,000 square amas. It is referred to as a basisai because it takes two of seeds to plant an area of this size. The Gemara now cites a Mishnah. Tanan Hasam, Layamar Adam Rishus HaRab VeYishta Rishus HaYachad. One may not stand in one Rishus and lean his head over to drink in another Rishus, unless Rosh HaVerubay, his head and the majority of his body is in the same Rishus as in which he is drinking. The Gemara has two versions of a question about an animal drinking in an area enclosed by the Pasuk Berois based on this Mishnah. First, Gabe Para, maybe inan la Rosh HaVerubay Oilai. When the person is holding the bucket of water to with one hand, and the animal's head with the other, does the animal have to be mostly in the Rishus HaYachid? Our Mishnah, which says, Levashtei apar Rosh HaVerubay mibifnei Mishaisa, may be speaking about a case where the person is not holding the animal at all. The second version of the Shaila is, Gabei parah misagi la b'Rosh HaVerubay loy. The question is about a case where the person is holding the bucket, but not the animal. And the question is not whether we require the animal to have Rosh HaVerubay in the closed area, but whether it's sufficient to have Rosh HaVerubay in the area. Our Mishnah, from which it seems that Rosh HaVerubay is sufficient, may be speaking of a case where the person is also holding the animal too. The Daf concludes with two attempted proofs to answer the first version of the question, whether an animal that is held may be given to drink even when most of its body is not in the enclosed area. First, the Gemara cites a brisa, which only allows holding and stuffing food in the camel's mouth when Rosh HaVerubay mibifnim, its body is mostly inside the enclosure. A clear proof that we require Rosh HaVerubay even when holding the animal. The Gemara rejects this proof because Shani Gamal, Hoyel V'Tavar Arach, maybe we are extra strict with a camel because its neck is long and it can easily pull its head out to the Rishus HaRabim unless the majority of its body is in the Rishus HaYachid. Second, another Braisa says that we can hold a behema and stuff food in its mouth only when Rosh HaVerubay mifnim, strongly indicating that we require the majority of the animal to be inside the enclosure, even when holding the animal. The Gemara rejects this proof by saying that in this context, the word behemoth refers specifically to a camel, we are more machmer because it has a longer neck. The daf concludes by telling us that passover rests are only permitted for the sake of oiler regalim who need to feed their animals.